It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, let's cut loose here. Let's head to NRG as D'Amico Ryans is live at the podium.
Listen to KLTAM, KLTFM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Nico is doing today?
As of right now, Chrissy, Nico is in the concussion protocol. So as everyone knows, that it takes time. Each guy heals differently at different paces, so we'll see how the week goes for Nico. But as of right now, he's in the concussion protocol.
So was it for you to see what Christian Kirk did for your team last night after, you know, having a tough year and maybe not, you know, doing as much as he wanted to do through the season, but kind of staying with it to be able to have that last night?
I was really happy for Christian, just knowing the type of guy that he is. He's one of the best guys in our locker room, and he works extremely hard throughout the week. He's been grinding all season, right, to be an impact player for us. So I'm happy it worked out for him. And on one of our biggest game of the year, like, it worked out where he stepped up and he made some critical plays for us to create some explosive passes. So I'm happy for him. He deserved that moment. And he's worked really hard for it, and couldn't be a better guy to get that moment. He truly deserves it.
Cody.
D'Amico, what was working for the offensive line in the run game, and what kind of clicked for them from that standpoint? And what did you make of how they did protecting CJ against a pretty tough pass rush?
Yeah. The offensive line, they continue to just stay after it. That's the thing. We sustained blocks. We were on guys long enough for our backs to, you know, get through the hole, get through some creases there, and make some nice runs. It's, you know, playing O-line is tough. It's grimy. It's not always pretty. Those guys, man, they did a really nice job of just playing physical all game, whether it was in a running game or also in the passing game, just protecting. I thought the guys just grinded it out versus a physical football team.
Randy.
Afternoon, D'Amico. Hey, Randy. What are the challenges in the postseason, or are there any challenges when you get an emotional win on a last night on the national stage again, turning the page quickly and locking in on your next one. Do you have to say anything to the guys, or is it just, turn the page and get ready immediately?
We turn the page. Like, everybody understands, what that moment was. We celebrated that moment, that evening. It was a really great performance by our team. So we celebrate that because it was worthy to celebrate, but you don't dwell on it. Like, no matter how you get it done in the postseason, finish with the win. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter how it looks. So I'm proud of our guys for finishing with the win. Now, man, we're blessed with another opportunity to come to work this week to go try to get another one.
Jason?
Miko, when you look at the success on third down offensively, aside from execution, is there any common thread you can point to when looking at the film and reviewing what you guys were able to do offensively on third down?
It starts that we were able to do many different things just with different play types, formation types. I think Kaylee did a really nice job of calling it, mixing it up on third down. That's really the key. And we executed what was called very well to allow us to stay on the field. And that's what it's all about. And those guys did a great job calling the plays, and our players did a great job of executing it.
Landry?
Coach, you had some contributions from guys on the D-line that weren't necessarily a part of things at the start of the season, on top of Derek, who came on late in the season a couple years ago. How much can you tell us about, like, just the process of getting guys that maybe aren't even a part of the team at the start of the season and having them contribute when it matters most in the playoffs?
And when you get guys late in the season, it's really tough for guys to – first off, just from a emotional standpoint, a guy being released or whatever happened at the prior club, it's difficult for a young man to go through that process, go through the waiver, not knowing, like, where's your next opportunity, where you'll be working, where you're living. So it's a lot. It's stressful on players. So to get a guy in and to try to kind of settle him down from the stressful position that he's in, and try to get him to learn a new scheme, learn new techniques and things that we're trying to teach him. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. So for guys to come onto the team late and to be able to fit into what we're doing here, fit in with the position room, fit in with the team, get a great relationship with the coaches that you're working with, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of extra meeting time, a lot of early morning meetings, a lot of staying late with guys. And when you got the right guys who are dedicated to trying to figure it out, knowing that it's not going to always go smoothly when you initially started, but guys just stay with it. And our two D tackles have definitely shown that, right? They put in the work. Coach Rod, Coach Frank has done a great job of putting in extra time with those guys, and they've continued to get better with the techniques and the things that we've asked them to do. And you saw the fruits of their labor show up in this game. They played the best game they played while they've been with us, and they both made impactful plays for us.
Cole?
D'Amico, last night you guys were able to find a lot more success on the ground with over 150 rushing yards. Woody hit over 100. What was working in the ground game to take a little bit of pressure off of CJ in the passing attack?
Yeah, what worked in the running game was it was our mindset from a physicality standpoint, from our offensive line, our tight ends, and just being able to sustain our blocks. That's what worked for us. And the backs, they played physical. They ran the ball really well. They protected the ball well. That's what the good running game is like. You get a few yards here, a few yards there, and then you pop a couple long ones like we did. That's what it looks like. And our guys just continue to, Kaylee, stay with it. Like, we were able to get over 30 rushing attempts. And when you stay with the run, you can continue to, you're trying to wear a team down when you run the ball that much. And I feel like we were able to do that.
Christy?
Hey, D'Amico, I know you always talk about taking it week by week, but I wondered what you think about this week and the opportunity your team has to, if you get a win, you'll be in the AFC championship game for the first time in franchise history.
Hey, Christy, I'm really excited to just be leading this team in this moment, to have us in this position for for a third year. It's a blessing. It's an honor. I don't take it lightly to be one of the final four teams left in the AFC. It's where you want to be. It's a position you want to be in. If you're a competitor, and I'm a true competitor, love competing, love where we are, love the mindset of our team, and love the opportunity we have before us. And it is about just 1 week at a time. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's still 1 week at a time. And the Patriots are a really good team. Good team. Coach Vrabel just came in and really flipped the culture of that team. His impact is shown on how these guys play. They're physical. They're a smart team. It mimics how he played the game. So it'll be a really, really tough opponent. But we're excited for the matchup, and we're just, man, thankful for this opportunity.
Kim?
Hey, D'Amico, can you just talk about if what's different about you as a coach and how you approach playoffs now? I mean, what have you learned over the last couple of years? Not really looking back, but just in terms of your growth and like what you know now that prepares you to be able to continue to lead this group of players.
Kim, what I think I learned is continue to remain calm in the moment. I think early on, you know, being a coordinator in the playoffs, you feel the pressure, you feel the nerves, like in the moment, like you want to make sure, man, you're doing everything possible to put the team in the best position. And, you know, it weighs on you a little bit. But now being in this moment now for the past, you know, 5 years, I'm comfortable in the moment. I understand. You know, I understand how big the moment is, but I understand also don't make it too big. Just be who I am. Continue to prepare as best as I can possibly prepare and give my team everything that I have. I pour everything I have into my team to make sure they're ready to go, mentally and physically ready to go, and make sure, you know, there's a lot of firsts here to be made in Houston, and I want our guys to – you know, really be a part of history. That's something special that a lot of teams don't get to do, because a lot of teams already have a history, right? So for here being in Houston, understanding the history that we can make as an organization, man, it's something that gives you a little bit more juice to go for it, because you want to be that first to do a lot of things here.
Aaron?
Hey, D'Amico, when it comes to Kalen Bullock and the way he tracks the football, do you kind of see some of the talk about the baseball background, the ranginess, the, as I say, center fielder? Does some of that kind of come into play? And I have a follow-up. Thank you.
Kalen was the beneficiary of Aziz playing really great coverage. So that's sometimes the ball just has to bounce your way. Kalen was in the right place at the right time. Aziz played outstanding coverage there. And sometimes playing baseball, you got to be able to just, hey, scoop it. And he scooped it right at the right time. But a more impressive return by him. I really love that play, how all of our guys really turned, found work, they blocked, and we were able to get into the end zone.
You're listening to head coach D'Amico Ryans live on The Drive.
On some of the guys, unfortunately, they got dinged yesterday. How is particular Nico doing today? Thank you.
Yeah. Wouldn't be an interview without Aaron asking that, right? No, no, man. They got guys are – we'll take it one day at a time and see how the guys are doing. And, again, like I said earlier, Nico and Justin, actually both guys are in the concussion protocol. So we'll just give the guys their time to rest up and heal properly.
Sam?
Hey, D'Amico. You know, it looked like at points yesterday, CJ looked a little bit uncomfortable with moving up in the pocket. I was wondering if you saw anything from the Steelers that caused that, and what you guys can do to maybe remedy that if other teams kind of trying to employ similar strategies.
Man, we knew going into the game, the Steelers had a really good front. Spoke about that all week. Saw it on film all week. They're one of the best fronts, you know, in the league. So we knew we had to control their front. They presented us with some pressure looks that, you know, CJ has handled well at times before. So it's just always – you're always growing. You're always learning from things that happen. And he'll continue to learn from it and bounce back and, And I thought he bounced back well in the game and still made some huge plays to Christian Kirk. You can't talk about Christian Kirk without talking about CJ and, you know, his ability to deliver the football to him.
Will?
Hey, Meek. I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts were when you saw the news of Mike Tomlin stepping down and just kind of the pressures that come with this job and things like that.
Yeah, I just saw the news when I – before I stepped in here and kind of shocked by the news. You just – you see a guy who's had a ton of success and done it at the highest level for 19 seasons, not to have a losing record. And part of me is like I'm happy that he was able to step away, you know, on his own terms, right? It is it's a tough job, especially it's one of the toughest jobs. You know, I think it's one of the toughest jobs because everybody else wants to tell you how to do the job and how it should be done, and everybody has all the answers, but no one truly knows all the work, all the sacrifice that goes in, all of the sleepless nights, all of the long hours you put in, all of the time away from family. It's a lot that goes into it, and everybody just jumps on like, oh, this guy should be fired. He should be fired. Get him out. Well, you know, I think the Steelers were the beneficiary of having a really great coach for 19 years, and you see that sustained success when you're able to, you know, stick with a guy and you truly believe in a guy that's a great leader of an organization. He's done it, I mean, at a high level, won the Super Bowl, done it with the utmost class and respect. I mean, there's not another coach that I respect more than Mike Tomlin, man. He's always done it the right way, and I'm thankful that he was able to step down on his terms.
We have time for a couple more. Kim?
Hey, D'Amico, you talk about the way you guys ran the ball, and you talk about one of the big things has been the mindset. I know that the Patriots have a really good run defense. Is it just go back to what you always say, you guys have to do what you do in terms of being able to continue to have success in those areas?
And when it comes to the run game, if we want to have, you know, success, it's going to be us. It's about, you know, having that desire and that will to truly stay on your blocks, to truly trust your technique, trust the fundamentals, things you worked all off season, all training camp, all those things you worked. Like, you got to put it on display. And you know the other team, like you mentioned, the Patriots, really good run defense. So it's never easy running the football. Right, and that's what I like about it, because it's not easy. It's hard. A lot of people shy away from doing hard things, but if you want to have success in the playoffs, I feel like you have to be able to control the line of scrimmage and run the football really well. And so that's what we have to do versus a really good run defense, and that's what it is at this time of year. You got, you know, two good teams going at it, and that's how it should be.
Landry.
What's the process of a rookie earning your trust? Not just a coach in general, but your trust. You had a lot of rookies that contributed yesterday, and we've seen some guys immediately inserted to the lineup throughout your tenure. What's that process for a rookie ordering getting the trust and gaining the trust of D'Amico Ryans?
Yeah, the rookies don't have to get the trust of D'Amico. The rookies have to get the trust of their teammates. I want guys who go out and they show their teammates that they're capable of, you know, handling their assignment, handling their jobs like pros. It's not, and it really doesn't matter how you get to our team, with being a rookie, where you were drafted, if you were undrafted, it really doesn't matter. We want guys who can go out and produce, and guys we can count on. And we can count on you when you show us on the practice field that you're consistent in doing what you're supposed to do. You're consistent in your preparation in the meetings. You're locked in. Like, when you show your teammates that you can do that, the teammates see it when we're working on the practice field. And that's what allows our rookies to get on the field. And that's why we have a lot of rookies who were able to contribute this year, just because these guys, they don't say much. And I haven't heard a lot of these guys talk at all, but they just come in, they're about their business, their heads are down, and they work the right way. And we've had, you know, throughout our player development program and everything, we've had this theme throughout for our rookies is how to be a pro. Like, what does being a pro look like? And we've had a lot of our veterans go and talk to our rookies about that. They've heard it countless times about what it looks like to be a pro from a lot of different people. And we have a lot of guys who've shown up this year, and they're showing that they're pros already in their first year.
We'll close with Sam and Cole.
Where do your other pass catchers kind of need to step up, whether it's Kirk, whether it's Dalton Schultz, whether it's some of the other wideouts, if Nico isn't able to go this weekend?
Whoever is open, baby, that's who needs to show up. Like, we're going to go through our process again. We just play to play out, right? And CJ, he needs to just do a great job of just making great decisions with the football. Whoever is open, they get the ball, and you go to work. And that's what it's about. And we got a lot of capable guys. It hurts seeing Nico go down the way he went down. Like, you never want to see that. But we know in this league it's about, guys capitalizing on the opportunity to step up. And we know in the playoffs, in the history of the playoffs, it can be anybody. You know, a lot of guys have made their names in the playoffs by stepping up and just doing their job. And by doing your job, you may make some big plays in a game. But our guys are ready for the moment. They understand you just go out, you execute, do your job the right way, and you'll make the plays you need to make.
D'Amico,
go ahead, Cole.
Just early thoughts on Drake May and what you've seen from him from year one to year two last season when you guys played him in Foxborough to what he's been doing now.
Yeah, last year we played him. It was Drake's first game starting. I thought he threw the – he can sling the ball very well, right? Really good passer. He can hit all three levels of the field. One thing I'm seeing this year is – as his athleticism and how he's able to escape the pocket, that's really, shown to be something unique to him, where he can throw the football wherever he wants it. Really great placement, great accuracy. Does a great job throwing the deep ball, and they'll try to hit a ton of explosive shots. They're very aggressive, I would say, in the passing game of trying to take their shots, and that's why they've done a great job, and they have a really great high-powered offense this year because he's able to hit some of those passes. But the way his ability to escape the pocket is what we have to be aware of this time around.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that is the head coach, D'Amico Ryans. You heard him live right here on The Drive at NRG. We'll kind of break down a little bit of some of the things we heard from him to see what stuck out to us as we continue to get this thing going. Hey, Texans moving on again. Divisional round. They got a date in New England. We'll see if they can get to the AFC Championship game and talk about that ass kicking from last night. We're just getting started right here live.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I'm on a draft.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday, playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here we go, baby. The Texans get a big dub. Hell, they cured Tyler's sickness. Look at Tyler. He feels better.
Right as rain.
I was just going to say it's your penis.
Well.
You seem to lean right. I don't know, the way you trim your beard and everything just seems like you
nailed it.
You're hooked to the right. But no, man, 30-6 as they whooped that ass. We just heard from D'Amico. We'll look at some of the things he said. But Clint, I would wonder. I believe for D'Amico, he's been annoyed. It seems at times with his defense lately, but I believe they probably met the standard of what the Texans' standard is on defense yesterday.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that was pretty impressive. I don't recall many, if any, missed tackles. I don't recall many, if any, missed assignments where there were, you know, gaps in a run scheme or busts in coverage. I know early on the first couple of plays, you know, you'd rather that. I think they hit a run and then hit a screen back to back. That was kind of one of those like, this could.
Yeah,
be a
the
quick
first
start.
The first two series, I thought, they had like 7 of the 12 plays. They got six yards or more, and I was like, ooh,
yeah, but
they're doing a little bit better than I thought they would ever.
They tightened that thing down.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And look, I think in talking to Sean last night, I mean, we both agreed. I thought the game swung drastically when DK Metcalf turned into a middle blocker on a volleyball team
they just couldn't afford to miss any plays like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how good this defense is. I mean, you're not going to get many opportunities where the quarterback gets decent protection, the quarterback is able to get the ball out of his hand without holding it. The wide receiver is able to create that level of separation. Yeah, on Stingley, on anybody, but yeah, Stingley. And then the ball is thrown accurately. It's not batted down or anything. And your best receiver, for some reason, looks like Wade Smith's daughter.
She's sitting
is squatting and pushing that ball
up. Like,
the
but spike. He hit it in his hand.
The big, oh, yeah, 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 I got
like
you.
He
I
was
got
setting
you.
That thing up
I'm like,
for somebody
what
to come
in
over.
The hell happened there? But I just, the game just swung to me drastically at that point, because you had the Texans a little bit on their heels on them first couple of drives, and it's like, okay, you're fixing it in the field goal range again, and boom, and it turned, and then, boy, you just had a hard time getting your footing after that if you were Pittsburgh on the offensive side of the ball. So, he has got to be over the moon excited about the performance of his defense. That was about as good as you're going
to
see.
The crazy thing that we're starting to see with their defense, Clint, is the scary part about it is there were like two real weaknesses that you're like, all right, this is where you can attack them, where they could be had. That was the interior defensive line, and you thought that weakness would be bigger when you lose Settle and you lose Fadakasi and you they lost somebody
Mario
else.
Mario Edwards.
You start losing guys. And then their linebackers, particularly in coverage, and Jalen Petrie in coverage. Well, all of that just seems to be gone. Like that, like those you can't even call weaknesses anymore. It seems like they have shored all of those areas up because Aziz is in coverage much better. Henry Toa is just, I mean, he is, the speed that he is moving with is night and day from his first year. Like, and Tommy and Sheldon in the inside, they aren't weaknesses. They are not weak links. It's just, they don't have any weak links right now. And it is just, even those areas where you thought you could attack, they've gotten a lot better in those areas. That just, this defense is, it seems like the only way that you really get success is if you're going down the field. But then that is going right into the strength of what they do. Like we saw Pittsburgh, if they had plays, they had that big one he dropped. They had another one that he caught. They got a PI on one, and they got Thielen down the field. That's just it, but that is it's just a crapshoot if you're going to have enough time to be able to do it.
Well, it's a crapshoot if you're going to have enough time to do it, and then when you get the opportunity, you know, you would rather not be throwing the ball to 5'9", Calvin Austin. Or is it Calvin Austin? What's his name?
Something Austin.
I think it's Calvin.
Cecil Austin, Tyler. No,
but,
Calvin.
You know, you'd rather not be throwing the ball to him. But because of Curtis the pressure, Austin. Because of the variety and how good they are on the edges, I mean, outside of DK Metcalf, there's just really not a good matchup on a go ball. And when the ball is snapped the majority of the time, you got Kalen Bullock, who's got a NBA wingspan and can you know track the ball in center field as good as anybody in the league. So you got him shading over towards wherever DK is. So you're really your only option if you're airing at that time is Gainwell or Austin or MVS, one of those guys on a go ball versus one of the best corners in the league. And so it's
but I mean they even got a couple of steps on Lashner a couple of times, but he just didn't have enough time to really throw the ball. One, he got stripped on by Danielle Hunter and others. He just didn't have enough time to be able to step in and really throw the ball like he wanted to. So that defense is it is scary nasty. It's just a defense that doesn't have very many weak links on it. All right, anything jump out to you that we just heard from D'Amico as he spoke to the media? I was surprised he went as long as he did after just speaking to him last night, but about 18 minutes or so from the head coach. Anything jump out?
A little more comfortable speaking when you're after you've watched that film and you know exactly what the hell went on. I mean, I think D'Amico does a really good job the majority of the time, you know, not speaking in too much depth until he sees the film, and then he'll open up a bit. I think in talking about the third down success on the offensive side of the football, you know, the three things on the offensive side of the football that really stuck out was the O-line, how physical they were, and how we were able to run the football consistently throughout the game. We have not seen that from a Texans team in a long time. For that to surface in a first round wild card playoff game is huge. He spoke about that. Obviously, the physicality that's there. I think we had this conversation right when it happened. I think Trent Brown being added to this offensive line has changed the demeanor of this offensive line, and just he gives Cole Popovich something to when he turns the film on. He says, "All right, look, this is what the hell I'm talking about, guys. This is what I need." And to me, since then, there's a different level of physicality that's been coming. And
Big again, Ed, too, boy. Ed drills Ed somebody does, in there. He consistently gets people in the ribs.
Yeah, no, Ed does a good job. Dalton Schultz does a hell of a job. I mean, didn't think I'd be saying that at this point. But that O-line, the physicality.
You ain't lying. Dalton got two people on
come
one.
Oh, man.
He hit somebody, and then I saw Aikman say, then he went on and moved on to the next level.
He went on, got him
and got
one.
Him, yeah.
The third down success, you know, giving Kaylee the credit that he deserves. I thought Kaylee was great last night, committing to the run as well as in those third down situations, mixing things up. He spoke about that. I thought that was really, really good. You know, I do think there's some soft shoeing of C.J. Stroud going on. I think there's some protecting of C.J. Stroud going on.
By the way, I can't wait to hear it. We're gonna get a C.J. Stroud's grade coming up in the next segment.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that.
You know, it's there's just some things that you know, there's going to have to be some difficult conversations had, I think, between CJ and the organization and where he's at right now. You know, most of the time, quarterbacks after year three that are of the ilk and cut from the cloth of CJ Stroud, they're looking for that big boy deal. They're looking for that big money deal. And, you know, yes, there is a high ceiling physically with CJ Stroud. He can spin the ball with anybody out there. But is there a big moment issue? Is there a fit issue? You know, at this point in time, you know, we're going to talk about this deeper into the show. At this point in time, you know, in a playoff scenario, you know, to me, D'Amico having to talk about, well, you know, quarterbacks make mistakes. You know, it takes a lot to not go in the tank. Like, if that's still where we're at with this team, with this quarterback, we're gonna pat him on the back because he didn't go in the tank kind of deal, then I think there's some tough conversations got to be had. So I think just generally speaking, last night and today, I think there's some, you know, handling that with kid gloves instead of just discussing the obvious, which he was overwhelmed at times. I thought he panicked at times last night. And quite frankly, turning the ball over three times in this offense with this like super conservative approach and the formula that is the Texans, turning the ball over three times in one game, I don't care how you do it, turning the ball over three times in one game is going to get you beat. And to approach it like it's, oh, no, man, it just, boy, hung in there, man, bounce back. Like, that's an interesting approach in my opinion.
I think the approach probably has to do with the player.
No question. And that in itself.
And is, how and how it's probably best to kind of negotiate how you're going to handle the player.
Right? Oh, no.
I think the best thing,
even from the outside looking in, I think you make a great point. From the outside looking in, I'm not saying that they're not handling it right. I'm just saying, I mean, you think about it. We're in year three of C.J. Stroud. And we're not talking about some young kid that was super athletic in college and kind of came into the league, and you're having to teach him, you know, pro NFL concepts and terminologies and playbooks. I mean, this guy was built from – I mean, he was born to be a pro-style pocket-passing quarterback and has been groomed to be one since he was a little bitty. And we're still talking about this year getting out of the huddle and communicating and not going in the tank when you make a couple of bad plays. I mean, I just think that's worth the conversation. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I do think it's something that needs to be discussed around the Texans.
Oh, absolutely. And let's, I guess we can find our way into it. CJ Stroud's great. Coming up, what did you have CJ Stroud at? CJ Stroud, 21 of 32, 250 yards, one touchdown, and it goes downhill. One interception, five fumbles, two lost in that game, three total turnovers, one rush for 0 yards in this game. What was C.J. Stroud's game or grade in a 30-6 victory from the Texans? We'll discuss that as we continue.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right here live on the drive.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday, playoff edition on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Stroud takes the snap, takes the toss behind him, throws right side, Christian Kirk to the end zone, touchdown, Houston! 6-yard touchdown pass from C.J. Stroud to Christian Kirk, and the Texans go in front.
That was the only touchdown pass of the game. Right there, C.J. Stroud hits Christian Kirk. We got to talk about his ass. The hell got into Christian Kirk. We got to get into him. But right now is that time that we do after every game. C.J. Stroud's great. I see people up and down giving their thoughts on the grade. C.J. C+. He still won the game minus the two defensive scores. C- D+ from Bill. C-, somebody text in with a complete F. Some people just said, I don't even want to grade. Someone said F negative, C-. I give CJ a C- only because we won, and had we lost, definitely would have been a D-. If they lost, I think we see more other letters than that. But keep sending it in. What's your grade for CJ Stroud and his performance? Clint, you watch this, and I know you look at it from the eyes of playing the position before in the NFL and in college. What did you see?
Well, I mean, I look at it from what my expectations are for C.J. Stroud as well, and I thought he fell well below those expectations, in my opinion, for me. So I'm going to go D+. I mean, yes, you did win, and yes, your team was absolutely tremendous on third down, which ultimately, you know, gave you a chance to keep the ball. It aided in extending drives, sustaining drives, along with that run game. And I got to give credit where credit's due. There were a couple of big boy throws in there that CJ is definitely capable of making. But when it's all said and done, the negatives for me far outweigh the positives. And it starts with not just the turnovers, but kind of how the turnovers, with the exception of the interception, that was just it fits there too. Like, to me, watching that game, I thought there was, for a big chunk of the game, C.J. Stroud was completely overwhelmed. If you want to call the moment too big, if you want to call it that he's been, you know, the fit in this offense isn't exactly right, and he's still struggling with making the right decisions that they want him to make. He's not able to just play free and play with his instincts. I think all those things are true, but at the end of the day, I think for a huge chunk of the game, CJ was overwhelmed. Dropping snaps, obviously picking up those drop snaps and making a bad play even worse with then fumbling the football. I think there were times where he was just in the pocket instead of getting through a progression and taking off running or getting through a progression and throwing it away. It was these happy feet, this panic-looking situation. That was obviously, I think CJ's got to be beyond that at this point in time, and I think he's got to be beyond that for this team to make a four-game run in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl this year. So that overall, number one. Number two, the turnovers, where they happen. I mean, the turnovers didn't end up hurting you as bad as they could have, but if you look at it, I mean, the two first-half fumbles, the only reason we're not talking about them or they didn't cause more problems is because the defense turned around and gave up, in 10 plays, gave up 9 yards and one field goal. So the defense bailed you out on those. You look at the interception, and the interception happened when you had points, at least a field goal at that point in time. And so, you know, I think those things far outweigh the positives. Because you look up, and there were a couple of big boy throws, over-the-top throws. There were a couple of key throws that CJ made. I just expect CJ to make those in his sleep. And when you take all that, Ron, and I go, okay, now what does my grading scale look like? Okay. I don't grade, like, let's say CJ Stroud and Caleb Williams the same. Caleb Williams exists in an offense that they're just going to dial up shots after. It's going to be low percentage. It's going to be low percentage. It's going to be high risk, high reward, and that's how he's playing, and I think to a certain degree how Ben Johnson is okay with him playing, right? You look at C.J. Stroud, we're grading C.J. Stroud on an efficiency scale, right? I know being harped and you know, all year long, and I know what he's being asked to do is be efficient, be cool, calm, collected, make the right decision, don't turn the football over, don't hold the football, right? And all now when you look at that being – what's been preached to him and kind of what his every week he goes out there, that's what his test looks like. I think he struggled mightily this week. I think he answered on that test I'm talking about. I think he answered a couple of really, really difficult questions that maybe got him some additional points. But when it came to the majority of the questions, the simple questions, the layups and free throws, I thought he struggled. I thought he struggled in a big way. So I'm going D plus for CJ Stroud.
D plus for C.J. Stroud. Text in, what was your grade for C.J. Stroud? Tyler's wife, Megan, she chimes in with a C. C minus, C plus. C plus. C plus. Tyler, what was your grade? I never hear yours. What was your grade?
I can't give C.J. a passing grade with five fumbles, man. Hate to say it, but I went D.
Somebody just texted in. So you went D. Clint's at a D plus. Yeah, I'm at a D as well. You know, what they did on third down, and I think he was a lot of that, is the only reason why I think I'm not in an F.
Yep. Yeah. Rightfully so.
I think the honest statement from the game is the Texans played pretty good everywhere except quarterback. Their offensive line played pretty well. They ran the ball. The running backs ran the ball well. The receivers did pretty good. Everything on the defense was good. Fairbairn kicked a long field goal in that stadium, did good. Tommy Townsend drove somebody back. He had a rough punt too, but he had everything went pretty well for the Texans last night except for their quarterback. That interception is unacceptable. All right, Jack Sawyer hit you. You're trying to get the ball down the field. Hit you probably. You probably could feel the pressure around you at that point. As soon as Woody tossed it back on that flea flicker, like, you could probably see that the pressure was around you. Maybe you just protect the ball and go down. But that interception was pathetic. Why? There's just no reason. Just no reason. The only way that the Steelers were going to have a chance if you helped them, and he repeatedly helped them. And to me, hopefully maybe throughout the week we could discuss this, because I don't know, there it was more than just the turnovers. Like, I saw some people say, yeah, he had some turnovers, but other than that, no, like, he just airmailed guys.
Nico would have been at 3 points, if not a touchdown.
Yes, right. Nico, he just air-milled it.
Oh, my goodness.
He almost got Higgins killed. I mean, with everything, as Aikman was saying, was sailing on him and high. So it wasn't just the turnovers. And I think the thing we've kind of talked about, like, I many of you may go a different way because it didn't happen. It was 7-6 going to that fourth quarter. If the Steelers at any point ever put anything together to where the Texans were ever trailing later in that game in the second half, like CJ just didn't put forth like we're good.
Yeah.
Like the defense had to come and blow that thing open. And then when they did score their offensive touchdown in the second half, you know, a lot of it was either the play just drawn up just well, like they got a quick throw to Higgins where they got a free, easy 12 yards just by scheme, or they just handed it off and ran through them because the Steelers were about done at that point.
It's that simple.
Yeah, I'm at a D minus for the expectations of him. I came in here saying yesterday, yo, man, all your young contemporaries balled out. CJ was the worst out of all of them. I mean, in many ways. I know his numbers say 250 and all that. You watch that game, man. I mean, it felt like he was going to be primed to throw a pick at any moment there for a stretch there in the game. So, yeah, that's I'm not saying he's going to stink it up the rest of the way, but I know what they did last night, but that is not, I can't believe I'm saying it. Maybe that doesn't seem to be sustainable that your quarterback plays like that and you win games against better teams. That just doesn't seem to be sustainable. So, yeah, that was rough. That was rough last night.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to have to decide. We'll talk about this definitely in the 4 o'clock, but you're just going to have to decide. And there's no right or wrong. It's just, and really, D'Amico's going to have to decide. I mean, do you with CJ Stroud, is it, hey man, are we looking at a QB that's just, hey man, just play it tight to vest, and if things go bad, whatever you do, just don't go in the tank? Or are you looking at CJ Stroud of, hey man, you know, it may not be our overall approach. Like again, go back to Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. It may not be, hey CJ, just go out there and take hits and run all over the place and stretch the field and make a highlight reel, but also make mistakes. We're going to overcome some mistakes. Like, that's not going to be who you are and you're in CJ or the offense. But in moments throughout a season and in the playoffs, are you going to be able to bank on your quarterback to be the reason you win, right? And people got to figure out how they want to view. If you're all right with just having that QB that just, hey man, just don't go in the tank when you play like garbage, then you're obviously your bar is going to be really low.
Yeah, tough one for CJ, but everything else was great. That's why I do want to hear from you. A day after this, the Texans win their first road game ever, road playoff game ever, become the last team in the NFL to win a road playoff game. They get that crossed off the list. They're headed to New England to face the Patriots. And I legitimately wonder from people, 713-572-4610, Sweet Tyler Milner will open up the phone lines for you. 713-572-4. Yeah, man, Sweet
T, man. Yeah. How do you keep coming up with these fire nicknames?
I'm just telling you, man. He could come up. He could be an honor Palmer, whatever you need for him, baby. But thinking of this, when you watch that game, when you come away from that game as the Texans move on, what's on your mind more, your defense or your quarterback? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Are we gonna get your flowers?
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.